بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, it is quite late already and we are not having a long talk or anything. It's a short majlis, but just one or two important points just to make mudhakara of. All of us are well aware that this time of the year, generally many people are going on a safar, on a journey, and also the environment, we are well aware of the type of environment that is prevalent in this time of the year. A mu'min, wherever he goes, then he has his zahir with him and his batin, his external and internal. And this is of utmost importance. Whether we're going on a journey, whether we're at home, we're going to some shopping center, we are with our children, we are with our families, we're going out somewhere. All the time we should not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to become true dhakirin. All the dhikr majalis that we have the entire year, now we have to bring it into action. That a mu'min cannot lose his iman, a mu'min should not lose his taqwa, a mu'min should not become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkamat. He has to have in himself muraqabah that my Allah is watching me. Wherever I go, my Allah is watching me. My zahir must not change, my external should not change. My batin must not become affected. There are many temptations that we all will go through, especially our youth, our youngsters. Or sometimes we are going out somewhere. All the time remember that my Allah is watching me. Many a person during this time of the year has lost his iman. Many a person committed zina. Many a young innocent youngster suddenly became a drug addict. Many things, we know the ills of the things that happen during this time of the year. May Allah make my hifazat, hifazat of my family, our friends, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, all our friends who have come here today, those who are listening to the program, may Allah make hifazat of our iman. May Allah make our taqwa be with salamat. That is the most important thing. When a person goes on a journey, the various masnoon duas to be read. I've given a talk on several occasions on a journey, the etiquettes of a journey, duas, what a person should read. It's masnoon duas on a journey. All those talks are available. Last year, I think this time, one of the Jummas, we had spoken in detail about all these du'as and how a person should conduct himself on a journey. But very important is amongst the du'as is one particular du'a where a person says, Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar. And this is what we need to remember, inshallah. In the du'a, we're saying, oh Allah, you are my companion on this journey. If you focus on this and bring this, bear this in mind, that my Allah is my companion. If a person is traveling with his father, or with his sheikh, or with his ustad, and the ustad is strict, the father is strict, the sheikh is strict, will that person ever do anything wrong in front of the sheikh, ustad, or parent? Never. He's all the time mindful that my sheikh is watching me, my ustad is watching me, my father is watching me. My respected brothers and elders, we're not talking about makhluk, we're talking about khaliq watching us. Our Allah is watching us. So just as we are afraid that my father is watching me, I must not do anything that is against his will and desire. Like that on this journey, Allah is with us on this journey. Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar. And therefore when we are tempted by nafs and shaitan, this time of the year shaitan goes all out. This is the time when he tries to mislead many a person. So this is what a person should bear in mind, that my Allah is watching me. Whether we're going on a holiday or a journey, and many people go for Umrah, even on this Mubarak lands, my humble advice is that bear in mind the ihtiram of those places, the sacredness of those places. We're going to stand before the Rosa Mubarak. We're going to make the Tawaf of Baytullah, Muqaddas Maqamat. We should not waste our time in frivolous pursuits and gossiping and chit-chatting and making ghiba and worried about every other aspect. We're getting a chance to go to make hazri before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should conscientize ourselves, prepare, mentally prepare ourselves that we're going to stand before the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are such sinners, we are so ghanda, we are so filthy. And Allah giving us the chance, so we have to prepare before we go there. And making tawaf of Baytullah. These are all the places where a person should be spending maximum time. So wherever a person is going, then remember, Allah is watching. Most important is the fact that we should never discard our salah. Don't make our salah become qada on this journey wherever we are traveling to. Make sure that we plan ourselves well, that I will make Zuhar salah in the certain time, certain place, I will make it comfortably, I'll be able to make my wudu, everything, and read namaz on time. Don't let the namaz become qada. So plan ourselves. We have all the technology today, and all the means available to us. So it's not just we're going to travel anyway and anyhow. And in our travels, meet the Ahlullah, meet the Saliheen, meet the Ulama, take the du'as. Otherwise, it becomes a holiday. And what is a holiday? There's no significance in a holiday. All of us know when a person goes for a holiday, when he comes back, he's even more tired than he went for the holiday. So a person has to be mindful of his salah and our zahir, our external. MashaAllah, every day in the masjid and at home, even at workplaces, we've got our topi, our kurta, we've got our beard, and we've got our tasbih. Suddenly on the holiday, everything flies away. A woman folk, how many a woman who is normally dressed in hijab, suddenly on the beach, all that hijab is gone, and all is intermingling, everything. Where is the taqwa then? Are we behaving like hypocrites? May Allah protect me, protect all of us. We're not undermining any person, not judging any person. A person should now be mindful that we should not become absorbed and sucked in by the environments that is taking place. We are believers. A mu'min has noor in his heart. A mu'min will change the environment. Hold the tasbih in your hand. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going to the bergs, for example, then look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're looking at the sea, then look at the oceans and think of Allah ta'ala's marifat, Allah's greatness. You find all our mashayikh. Wherever they went, if they went to a park, they went to the seaside, if they saw the sea, if they saw the waters, or they saw the mountains, they never looked at anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they marveled at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We once with Ari Billah, Brother Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, we were in England. And on one day, Hazrat mentioned that we are going to a dam today. The host had said, we are going taking you all to a dam. So I was very excited, we are going to see a dam. So we went with Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi. As we reached this dam, I can just remember we were walking towards this dam, and my eyes fell onto the face of Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, who was our sheikh. And the moment I saw him, I saw his eyes full of tears, and tears rolling down his cheeks. And then I realized that he was not looking just at the water and at the dam that you and I will look at. He was looking at the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately he started giving some couplets of Masnavi of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi about the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hardly stood for about 5-6 minutes and we returned. My respected brothers and elders, Ahlullah, look at the marifat of Allah, because their hearts are filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, simple mudhakara, let us be mindful of our salat, be mindful of our zahir, our batin. We should not lose our iman, not lose our taqwa, not lose our Islamic garb and hijab. May Allah protect us from all those environments that will keep us away from deen, keep us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protect us from all those haram places, and especially the youngsters, do not go around with any evil company. The best company you can spend with is with your own parents, your own family members. Many a youngster can become very easily influenced and many harms can take place. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Remember that we must be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second of our life. May Allah must become pleased with me. May Allah must become pleased with me. So when we're going on safar, read those du'as. And Allah make our hifazat wherever we are traveling. Read all the masnoon du'as. Allah protect us from accidents. Allah protect us from harm, from crime, from all evil. We know what's happening in the entire world. May Allah make hifazat of all the believers. And of course, when we're going out anywhere, then very important also is halal and haram. How many times we just see a star and moon or halal sign, and the person is busy consuming the food from there. And many occasions that food is absolutely haram. So again, we should be conscious of halal, haram. Eat only that which is halal. We won't starve to death if we don't have any food that we normally have. We should make some qurbani, sacrifice. Rasulullah has mentioned, as-safaru qit'atun min al-'adhab. If a person looks at it, a journey is a piece of punishment, difficulty. Why? It stops a person from his normal food and drink. Person becomes tired. And therefore, when a person goes on a journey, he should not waste too much of time. The moment his work is done, he should return home. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal, inshaAllah. He said the Rosh Sharif. When you make the dhikr of Allah, picture and imagine the greatness of Allah, the supremacy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat, Allah Ta'ala loves us, Allah Ta'ala's generosity, Allah's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's power, Allah has power over every single thing. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا الله ما لي غناكم ما عفرما ما لي خطاكم ما عفرما يا الله هم كمزورهم ضعيف يا الله يا الله protect our iman يا الله يا الله ہماری ایمان کی حفاظت فرما يا الله do not take away this iman from us يا الله يا الله grant us taqwa يا الله يا الله keep our taqwa سلامتی يا الله يا الله protect us from all type of gunas يا الله especially in this time of the year يا الله يا الله make our حفاظت يا الله يا الله جان و مال آبرو عزت کی حفاظت فرما يا الله اولاد کی حفاظت فرما يا الله protect our iman protect our deen protect our islam يا الله protect our youth يا الله protect our elders our women folk يا الله protect all of us يا الله يا الله we are weak people يا الله يا الله we are the weakest of your servants يا الله يا الله you give us your marifat يا الله grant us your hub يا الله grant us your love يا الله give us that himmat يا الله that courage to refrain from all type of sins يا الله every major sin every minor sin يا الله wash away all the sins we have committed يا الله يا الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا الله make us from your أولياء كاملين صديقين make us your ولي يا الله make us your friends يا الله يا الله so many people have come into this world and you made them your friends يا الله
include us in that list also, my Allah. Do not deprive us of your wilayat, my Allah. Your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, your friendship, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true taqwa, my Allah. Give us istiqamat, my Allah. Protect us, ya Allah, from all shar. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Protect us from bad environments, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sihat, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the sunnahs come into our life of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us your ishq and muhabbat, and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many friends, ya Allah, so many people have requested duas. Some have been under operations today also, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Some have met up with accidents, ya Allah. Give them complete afiyat and sihat, my Allah. People have got different type of sicknesses, my Allah. You are well aware of all the sicknesses we have, the zahiri and batini amraz that we have. Give us complete shifa. Ya Allah, so many have left this world. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. My Allah, there are some children who have become yateem. Ya Allah, there are some children, babies who are born, and their mothers have passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have lost their near ones and dear ones, ya Allah. Give them the sabr-e jameel. Ya Allah, give all the marhumin the highest of stages in jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're the only one who can grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have the desire, my Allah. If it be, at least we pass away in Madinah Sharif, my Allah, with iman, my Allah. And we are given baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have some hope, my Allah, of the intercession, the sifarish of our beloved Rasul, Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, our a'mal is weak, my Allah. Our iman is kamzor, my Allah. How are we going to face you on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? Ya Allah, grant us maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hodi Kothur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us into jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, ya Allah, our wives, our children, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, especially those who have assembled here today, my Allah, and our mothers and sisters and others listening in the home of the receivers, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Fulfill all our hajahat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever problems we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sukoon and happiness, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. This one very important announcement. Inshallah, this Saturday after Maghrib Salah, we have Hazrat Mawlana Salim Dorat Sahab from Leicester, UK. The bayan will be in English.